Matt Loeb's joined in the clubhouse with left-handed pitcher Evan Brown here on Saturday afternoon. The team getting ready to take on Torrington tonight. Evan, you're going to toe the rubber tomorrow against the Titans. And what's your thoughts going into tomorrow's matchup?
I'm pretty excited. You know, I'm just ready to get out there and, you know, throw strikes, get some outs, see if I can get us a win.
Now, you had your first start, actually, coincidentally, last Sunday on the road against Old Orchard Beach. You pitched very well. Of course, didn't quite get the run support you were looking for, but what was your reflection on that outing?
I just went out there and, you know, tried to attack with a fastball, get ahead of hitters, you know, just weak contact, try to get outs, you know, keep us in the game, get us a chance to win. So.
Now, you're one of the few lefties on this team, so that actually definitely boosts your value a little bit, too, coming out of the rotation of the as a southpaw. But what's your mindset on the mound and maybe your pitching strategy or what pitches you bring to the table?
I only probably throw 84, 85 miles an hour, so I go up there and, you know, I don't try to strike everybody out or blow it past people. I just go up there and try to get weak contact, you know, get ahead, throw strikes, you know, just try to get outs. You know, most of the time, you know, the hitters are going to get themselves out, so.
What would you say maybe your go-to off-speed pitch, curveball, changeup, something like that?
Definitely a curveball, you know. I'm trying to work on my changeup this summer, but I've always had a pretty good curveball. You know, that's usually what I go to when I really need an out. So.
Now you are entering, or will be entering in the fall, your senior season at Newberry College. And I know that's kind of an interesting time in your life, getting ready to close out the collegiate career. But what have your thoughts been on your career for the Newberry Wolves?
It's been good. You know, I've got a lot of playing time, a lot of experience, you know. I'm looking forward to my senior year. You know, I'll be the oldest guy, you know, I'll be one of the guys with the most experience, so I'm pretty excited about it. Be ready to go.
Any plans for your post-collegiate career? What do you got going on after this?
After college, I'm going to apply to law school, you know, maybe eventually get my law degree and maybe become a sports agent one day, so we'll see how that goes.
Definitely a high goal to set for yourself. Now, as far as the season goes, what do you think your goal is here playing for the Brockton Rocks, and what are you trying to improve on and develop through the course of the season?
I want to develop all my pitches, you know, to where I can throw them at any count for a strike at any time, you know, and of course I want the team to win and everything, you know. That's why we play. We play because it's fun. We play because we want to win. You know, we play to get better for our college season, so.
I got to ask you, being a native of South Carolina, how did you end up here in Massachusetts?
Well, my assistant pitching coach back at school, he actually came up to me and he was saying that a team from Massachusetts had contacted him and said they needed a left-handed pitcher and asked if I was interested, you know, and I figured, you know, I don't have that much time to play ball left before my senior year, so I might as well play while I can, so packed up my bags and came up north, so.
Now, have you had some past summer league experience? And if so, what are the differences between maybe the talent level across the league and also some of the parks you've played in?
After my freshman year, I played for the Columbia Blowfish in South Carolina. And I have to say that the stadiums up here are a lot nicer than the stadiums we played down south. And the talent level is probably about the same. But the thing with the team I played for in Columbia, there was a lot of D1 guys. But there's a lot of D2 guys in this league, but the talent level is just about the same, so.
You got those D2 guys, too, have that experience with the wood bat. That kind of factors in some of the hitters at an advantage. But overall, this league, it seems like it's definitely been dominated by the pitching.
Yeah, it has. I had actually never heard of the wood bat leagues that they play during the college season until I got up here. So I figured the pitching would dominate a little bit just because the hitters aren't used to using wood bats and everything like that, so.
Now, what have been your thoughts on the season so far? Season's still young, 2-5 records, just 7 games deep, but what do you think the team needs to kind of progress on to get the wins going here through the season?
I mean, the pitching's been doing their job. You know, they haven't been giving up a lot of runs. It's just, I think the hitters are a little, you know, they're a little rusty. They haven't been swinging wood, and they haven't seen live pitching in about a month. I think it'll just give us a couple games to, you know, get into it, and then we'll start scoring some runs. I'm not worried about it at all. So,
what's it been like for you working with head coach Judd Thigpen and, of course, Ted Curley and pitching coach Brad Hertzler? How have those guys helped you out so far?
Yeah, the coaches are awesome. They're the way they go about their business. You know, they're relaxed, but they're they're serious at the same time. You know, they'll help you out with anything you need. They're just I feel like they give the team confidence, you know, to get the job done, and they relax everybody, and you know that we have fun at the same time. It's just a good time.
I gotta ask you though, you were telling me before, a little bit different up here in New England than it is in South Carolina, a little bit different of a lifestyle or maybe attitude, or even just the way people drive.
Exactly, it's a different world up here from what I'm used to, you know. The way people drive, they're cutting me off and everything, I'm not used to that. It's just, down south, no one's in a hurry to get anywhere, and up here, it's just, it's just so much more fast-paced, I'm not used to it at all.
All right, Evan, hopefully you'll get adjusted over time. We've still got plenty of time this summer, but it was great talking to you, and I look forward to you towing the rubber tomorrow afternoon, against Torrington. So appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.